Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, hey, yo, hey.
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brother B. Big Red, another episode of The Menu.
Yo.
My apologies. I had some technical difficulties that had to be addressed. So, therefore, we got the show going kind of late there. But, again, I do
apologize. Yes, sir, but we here.
Yep, we in the house. Big Red, Brother B,
now.
The menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing, Red?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. I'm relaxed. I'm cool. You know, just zenning it out, taking it easy, getting my chakras in line.
True. You know, it's crazy. It's nothing like being like relaxed and like cool at the same time, like body temperature and all, everything is just like, you know, mellow. Like that feels,
yes,
that feels good. That's a good feeling.
Yes, it is.
You know,
definitely.
Without, but before,
and
we
how's everything
underway,
with you, Brother B?
Hey, listen, you know, everything is everything so far. You know, sometimes we gotta woo side all out. We gotta,
definitely,
kind of, you know, just decompress. You know, let the universe, you know, go the way it's going.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
absolutely
stress everything, and we can't control everything. So certain things we just have to deal with, you know, in this world. But I do want to say, you know, not on a depressing note, but to Hot Rod. Of Absolute Truth. What up, Hot Rod? What up, Sean Black? What up, Lady T? What up, K-Dog? Listen, I did not watch, because at one point he had tagged me on Facebook and asked me if I was going to watch the documentary about the Central Park Five. This is how they, you know, how they see it. This is the price, how, that's the name of it. No, I have not watched it yet. I have not. I've spoken with people that have watched it, and some people told me they can only watch one part of it. They couldn't watch the second part of it. Some people saw all parts. You know, my thing
is like me, I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
I've seen the whole thing.
I asked my daughter, you know, about, you know, did she see it and what she thought about it. And she's 20. She was like, you were alive then? I'm like, I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or like really? Like, what do you mean?
What did she ask you,
then? She said, well, you were alive then? I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
I would think so. Do you math. You know, I'm going to speak my piece real quick on that. Yeah, I was, you know, alive. You know, I was
you
around.
You were alive.
Yeah, like, like that was Civil War history or something, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, yes! These kids be killing me.
No, I haven't. Once again, no, I have not watched it yet. I'm gonna watch it. The thing is this: I know it's probably gonna show some things, or things are gonna be said that I really already know, especially since I have worked around a lot of law enforcement before, and still do, and with a lot of them, it's the same old mentality. I understand black cops, they kind of stay in their line and they don't say much because they know that at any chance they can be ruined by their white counterpart. So there's certain things they distance themselves from. I'm sure not every black cop wants to not say something, and you do have some that are just complacent with the way things are going. My thing is this. everyone involved in making sure that those boys went to jail should go to jail themselves.
Absolutely.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everyone involved in making sure those boys went to jail should go to jail themselves. There is no such thing as a justice system. I don't care what anybody says. Because in this state, in this country, in this world, to sit there and do what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I didn't see it. I saw a little clip.
Yeah, but we know this. But we know the story already because we basically went through it. That's what I told, you know, my two, that, you know, we basically went through that. We've seen that unfold right in our faces.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing is that could have, at that time, it could have been any one of us.
Absolutely.
Those Central Park Five could have been any one of us. So, you know, my thing is this. Everyone is so quick to judge and so quick to condemn until it happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in 2019 we still have this beef about color, about race, about status. I don't know why, because, you know, at the start and end of the day, when it's over, everybody goes in the same box. Everybody goes in the same boat.
Yep.
It doesn't even matter. But when you intentionally do things like that to a bunch of kids, that just shows the
mm-hmm.
evil that, you know what I'm saying, that we have to deal with as people, as a people, as humanity. Because that's nothing but
mm-hmm.
evil. That's not trying to make a case. That's not trying to get the job done. That's just pure evil.
Yeah.
And I don't really care how those people sleep or don't sleep, but everyone should go to jail that had a part in those boys going to jail. And $41 million is no amount of money that can compare to the hell that they've gone through.
Absolutely.
At all. Call a 1009. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, Lady K. How you doing?
What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? What up?
That's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to try and watch it sometime soon. And I've been having a lot of dialogue with some people about it. Some people told me they've cried. Some people told me they got angry. You know, my thing is we have to be more diligent in making sure our kids know their rights, even though there are
mm-hmm.
some that basically say they don't have any rights. And to a degree, it's true. It's like you don't have rights. When they want to get you, they'll get you. That's the
mm-hmm.
sad part. Whether they want to fudge the paperwork, they want to lie, they want to coerce, they pull in a favor from somebody. You know, it's like you have no rights. And so how the hell do you call it a justice system when there is no justice?
Well, that justice system ain't for us. That's the point.
Well, it's not for
it
it's
was
not
for
them,
not
either.
For us.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's a system made for people who can use it to benefit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that, I mean, come on, how many stories have you been hearing lately about people being exonerated for crimes that they never committed? But you think that's okay? You think throwing money in their face, okay, here's $50
million. Yeah, because you
know
what?
You know,
because you know what? They got...
Sorry.
They got their label. Like they, it's like, oh, we got them off the streets. We got them, incarcerated. We got them where we want them. And, you know, he or she spend half their life in it. And when they come out into society, what they going to do? They can't do nothing. And then nine times out of ten, you know what? They're going to be back in here anyway. It's a money thing with them.
Well, it is. It damn sure is a money thing. But one thing, if no one else says anything to the youth out here, whether it's the youth that's wearing their pants hanging off their ass or whether it's the youth that's speaking correctly and they got a future, my whole thing is, male or female, you're black, you're a target.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, there's not a time where I don't run in. When I get a chance to speak to one of our youth, I tell them, you are a target.
Absolutely.
They want you either in jail or they want you dead because there is a legitimate fear that they have. or it's a legitimate hate that they have. Do not give them work. You see them coming, they'll get your shit right, man. You know what I'm saying? Going to jail is not a rite of passage for a black man or a black woman. It's not. It's not cool. It's not a hangout spot. It's not some place that you should be proud of. Give these people no work. Give them no work, man. Like I said, the youth out here don't know how much of a target they are. And even to the ones that know it, they're not acting like they're with it. It's like, yo, pay attention. You're surrounded. Pay attention to what's going on. Because you can get swept up in it just like that.
Yep, just like that.
Who knows what type of impact them gentlemen could have made on they could have made on the world. But no. Look at it now. This is the impact that they make off their negative situations. Now everybody want to try and make money. Everybody want, and you know what? I'm so disgusted.
Especially that damn Oprah.
I'm so disgusted.
I ain't disgusted enough, not me. Because I'm not disgusted enough. You know why? Because I expected that from her. With her, like a person like her, I expected that from her.
So you
I expected
you wasn't,
that from her.
You wasn't caring about them before, so why you care about them now?
Exactly.
Why not? Because of status. Now they have their status. Their status is up. Before when they came home, their status wasn't up. This Netflix movie, she's looking for opportunities.
Yeah. You're right. What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up?
Yeah, all right.
What's good?
Yeah, all right.
But you know, I didn't.
We're here. You know, I'm here.
Yeah.
And, well. All right. Well, let me just speak a piece about this whole thing with the Central Park Five. And I think that it's a shame and it's a tragedy that people are trying to make money off of them. And think about what these five young guys went through, the hell that they went through in jail. I mean, I remember that trial because what that reminds me of, you know, at the time, I was about the same age as those guys that when they were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is that I remember hearing the same thing. And Brother B, like you said earlier, I remember my mom was like, "Curl, you gotta watch. You know, you gotta watch where you're going. You know, especially you and your friends. You gotta make sure that once you see it starts getting dark, time to head on home because." Don't forget, you're black and you're a target out here in these streets.
Yep.
And what happened to those five young guys, it was just a tragedy in itself because these were guys that were in the park, okay, they were probably hanging out and stuff, and, you know, police came and picked up a bunch of kids committing crimes, and they got caught up in it. And next thing you know, a woman is brutally raped in the worst kind of situation, and these guys are arrested and brought in and coerced into confessing to a crime that they didn't commit. And if you look at the tape of their confessions, look how scared they look, especially
mm-hmm.
one of them.
Yep.
He looked really scared. Corey. Corey, you know, I just want to go home. Oh, don't worry, we'll let you go home if you confess to this. And unfortunately, they got them to confess with no lawyer present. And the sad thing is that
mm-hmm.
they served their time in jail for a crime that they didn't commit. And it was a complete misjustice. And unfortunately, when they get out, I mean, $41 million is not going to gain you back your sanity. It's not going to gain you back what you lost behind bars.
Exactly.
You understand? So
unbelievable.
And now with Oprah trying to, you know, an opportunist trying to make, you know, you want to talk to these guys? I mean, come on now, seriously?
Well, my thing is, one thing that I have to add, because I don't want, like I said, this is not really the topic for tonight, but I just wanted to touch upon it real quick. But the thing is, how is it that their so-called confessions were admissible? They're minors.
Right.
I don't even understand how they were allowed to speak to them or anything that they were, how any of that was admissible and they were minors. I don't. That's
exactly.
The thing. That's the thing
right.
That behooves me. How were they even able to get them? How were they even able to make a case off of some kids who were minors, who their parents wasn't present at the time, and they were false confessions? How did they even get that? Which makes me realize, so there was no type of justice. There was the system. There was no sense. It was just about a bunch of people who were saying, we're going to screw these black boys. We're going to get them.
Yep.
And
they needed a face for that crime. That's what it was. They needed a face. They needed to get somebody. We have to get somebody. You know, let's get these all round up, all these black boys, and round them all up. Let's just see.
Were the perfect targets of it. They were the perfect targets.
Somebody please answer this question if you can. This jogger has been extremely silent, as far as I know. Because they didn't do it to her. So what did she have to say to them?
Right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
Silence. That's my point. She had, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know they didn't do it. Somebody else admitted to it. They're filing DNA and all that. But yet, it's not like you're coming out and you're saying anything, because you can't forgive them.
Right.
Because first of all, you can't forgive them for something they didn't even do to you.
Right.
Right.
But see, that's that
neanderthal
mentality. Like, that's that.
Right. And then
bullshit. It's all good.
Right. It was bullshit back then, because like I said, you know, they were saying, oh, she couldn't remember anything. She could remember that. They full of crap that
she
couldn't remember nothing.
She know.
She know. She could remember.
That's why she ain't saying nothing now.
Right. Because I would think that. Now, that's my thing. I would have thought by now she would have something. I would have thought she'd have been had something to say. But you know what it is? It's an embarrassment. You're embarrassed now.
Well, it's probably.
That these men went to.
It's probably also a thing where somebody can say, well, you lied.
Yeah.
Because you probably knew that they didn't do it, but you lied and said that they did do it because the police. And everybody else is pressuring you to say that.
And the sad thing is that money itself, money cannot replace the time, the amount of years that they lost behind bars. I mean, they spend the entire youth behind bars.
Absolutely.
And psychologically, you know, they're traumatized. They're still traumatized by it.
Yep. Especially Corey.
Good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
he's,
you know, for those,
those
who haven't watched it, it's on Netflix. It's called How They See Us. It's about the story about the Central Park Five. You know, urge everyone to check it out. Like I said, I'm going to check it out myself. I just haven't had a chance to. You know, I'm not really a big TV watcher, but, you know, something I know I have to check out. So, once again, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Big Red, Brother B with the menu. We also have Lady T and K Dog in the house. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Shout out to all the listeners. And the topic for tonight: can you truly be friends with the opposite sex without boundaries being crossed? Even though this is Big Red's topic, Lady T, take it away.
Oh, boy. Why y'all want me to take it away? I thought Big Red would have started. All right. That's okay.
No,
all right.
The balls
are
red.
Red going next. Red going next. Red going next.
Yeah,
I'm
going
next.
Yeah, you're going.
Okay,
right,
so I will say yes, 100%, because I have more guy friends than girlfriends, but it depends also on the amount of respect that the male has for your relationship as a friendship. You know what I mean? So if you're single and I've been single and these same guy friends that I already knew I grew up with, okay, you know, they got a crush on you or they think you're cute, they like you, but they would not cross those boundaries. We were always just friends. So I would say, yes, that is possible.
Okay. If Lady said then that is real. Sometimes you can be a little critical, but if you said it, and I was like, she said yes. Oh, wow.
All right, but let me ask Lady T a question. Now, you saying that they guys, you said the guys never crossed the boundaries with you or tried to or nothing like that, right?
aside from them saying, okay, I like you or whatever they may like about me, okay, I think he's cute too, but no, it's as long as we know it's a friendship, it's not like it's a guy that I'm trying to date and he was my friend and, okay, maybe he broke up with someone and I broke up with someone or whatever the case may be, that's something totally different. But as far as no.
Okay, and so do you think now they may not have personally say it to you, but I'm sure they've had other, you know, intentions or even, you know, thoughts.
Of course.
You may not think so?
I'm sure they probably did. That's very, very possible, but they never acted on it. I would say, I'm just saying out of respect for me, I know they've never acted on it, so.
I think
it goes based on the respect that you have for each other. Now, let's say that both of you want to get into it and you're friends. Now, that's a different story. You get what I'm saying? Because you're both creative versus one person. Okay, I think she's cute and, dag, I should try it. Nah, she's definitely not interested, you know? So if you're both friends or were friends and let's say, okay, y'all not dating or nothing, but you finally have the guts to say, you know what, I used to like you in 96. Oh, my gosh, I used to like you in 96, too.
Oh, okay.
That would be totally different, and y'all dating on the terms that you want to date each other. That's totally different. But to have guy friends, guy friends, and that's different.
Well, let me put this scenario in your ear, which is something personal. Say you have a male friend and y'all friends. Co-workers, used to work together, all that stuff. Okay. And, you know, this person supposedly is not interested. You supposedly. And I shouldn't have been interested because, like I said, friend, I look at this person as, you know, like brother, cousin, something. You know, that's how I look at them. But it seems like, and this happened to me twice with the same person, that when I end up getting into some type of relation with someone, that person seems to, lack of a better word, cock block.
I'm going to give you an example.
Yeah. As in, you know, the person that I may be dealing with is not around all the time. They're not a steady person, but, you know, they do come over. So now, this said friend, that's supposed to be my friend. Why would you be calling my house at 11:30?
You got a side piece?
Wait, hold up.
No. The friend knows that, you know, like I said, the person is not around all the time, but once again, they may come over. Never know when it's going to be, you know, whatever. But why do you feel that you have to call my house at 11:30 at night? 12:30, almost quarter to 1 in the morning. Now, this is not like you're doing it. And like I said, it seems like it always happens around the time that I'm dealing with someone. So why is it that you have to call that time of night? Not only are you doing it maybe, like I said, if you do it on a Friday night, okay, that's, you know, maybe one time. But you're doing it several nights out of the week. But we're friends. And then when I'm
MIA. The other guy's missing in action at the time. The other guy's missing in action.
The person is not, right, they're not there. They're not around all the time. But once again, as you being a male, as a person being a male or so, or knowing that you already know the situation, once again, why are you calling me after that time of night? Once again, you don't know what's going on over here. You might be, you know, interrupting something.
Have you ever discussed your relations with the actual boyfriend with him, knowing that he's your friend? Like, might have told him,
that's why. Right? No. Not like that. We've discussed it because, like I said, I look at him as a friend, and sometimes I want, advice or opinion from a male perspective. You know, if I spoke to a female about the issue, then I may speak to him about the issue because he's a male as well.
Right.
But it seems
that's one of the reasons why he feels like he can do that, though.
Yeah.
Just to let you
because
know.
I'm telling him.
Yeah, you're telling him.
Because I'm telling him.
Like he could be the Power Ranger, Rescue Ranger type guy. I could rescue
him.
But me and this person, before you say something, hold that thought. Me and this person are not, we never had any romance. It's nothing like that. We're friends. We used to work together. We're friends. That's straight friends. Like he can come to my house and we can just sit here. We be sitting here. We we could be in the house and together and, you know, it's no big thing. You know, we could, you know, sit down and talk or whatever. It's not, you know, it's nothing like that. But even at one time, you stupid. And even this what
stop. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, my God.
You stupid.
Oh, God.
And even at one time, he was just popping up in my house at one time.
Oh,
and just popping up here like he's supposed to come over here.
Because he's still giving him the scoop on what's going wrong. He's trying to do right.
Remember, I would say this. I've had females come. I have female friends, and they may talk to me about intimate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I have interest, and it doesn't mean, like, to me, it never made me feel like I can call 1-2 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't do that. Like, you talk me about this situation, I give you, know, whatever advice I can or whatever, you know, angle you're looking for, or a male's perspective, and that's that. It doesn't, I don't feel entitled to go past that. Like, I don't feel entitled to just pop up at your house because you told me that, you know what I'm saying, oh, you and this dude was, you know, about to do the do, and then this happened and that happened, and somebody brought out some popcorn, and then that's the fact. Like, it doesn't make me feel like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't make me feel like I can just start, like, you know, oh, well, I'm going to give her a call 3 o'clock in the morning and check on her. Like, no.
Exactly.
Now, some dudes think that you're trying to give them a subliminal message when you're talking to them about your, you know, your extracurricular activities. Some dudes can decipher it. Some dudes, like I said, they just keep it on a friendship. He's like, yo, that's my homies. And I'm like, you know, I talk to her about stuff. We talk about things. But some dudes would take it as like, oh, well, maybe she's telling me this stuff because, like Lady T said, like, oh, well, you know, what he won't do, I will. You know, the maintenance man.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what
absolutely
I'm
not.
You know.
Absolutely
you know,
not.
You know, one of the, you know, I could just say is this, is that, on an honest opinion, and this is 100% real. Growing up, like I said, I grew up with two brothers, one sister, and you know, going to school and stuff. And I remember going, especially in high school. Sorry for you know, skipping over, but I'm trying to find a clear train of thought here. But when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I'm trying to remember. When I was in high school, I went to a high school that was predominantly female, and there were a lot of females in that school, as I remember. But at the same token, for the first time when this was happening when I was a teenager, that I actually made friends with a lot of females, and I remember, you know, there were girls that I really liked in that school, and there were girls who were my friends. And the ones who became my friends, I mean, they were just, like, wonderful. And I remember some of my male friends was like, yo, you friends with them? I'm like, yeah, she's my friend. That's my homie right there. And they said, oh, man, female men and women can never be friends. I'm like, what you talking about? Nah, man, I'm going to break it down to you, man. Men and women can never be friends. I'm like, what do you mean, man? What's wrong with me being friends with? Oh, the only way a guy could be friends with a woman is if he's, if he's doing her. That's the only way, or if he's trying to get with her. I'm like, to be honest, I wasn't trying to get with anybody. Nah. I was just, you know, it's a predominantly female, so there's more females in there than males. And those girls became my friends, and I listened to them talk about guys. And to this day, some of them will talk to me and be like, hey, Kerwin, you know, such and such and such. Like, they'll tell me, Kerwin, you got to, you know, the way you treat a female, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a gentleman to the female. And I learned a lot from them. And to this very day, like I said, some of them became my friends, and they were like, I told him, I said, guys, like, yo, man, men and women can never be friends. And that's when I remember talking to my mom about it. And my mother was like, whoever told you that is real stupid. Because you know why? When I was coming up, she said I had more male friends than female friends. So there's nothing wrong
with a man and a woman being friends. Like what you say, K-Dog, is like some women, and just like some dudes,
right,
some of them may go to their sister or may not have a sister to go to or a mom or whatever. So it's a resource center. So when you have that one homie, that one home girl or that one home boy, or you may have a few, but it's a resource center where you can always say, yo, like I have some, you know what I'm saying, home girl, yo, this, we went out and this dude did this. What does that mean? I'm like, well, I can probably tell you what it may mean. You know, maybe it may be something different on his end, but on my end, it may be something different as well. But in a roundabout thing, like, we all kind of want the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Especially when we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, when we're, like, we're dealing with the opposite sex. So if you got that one dude or that one homegirl that you could just go to them about anything, and you can just be like, you know what, all right, you set me up with some good advice. So you're always going to be that resource center, and that's that friendship, that bond. That's what makes me a bond. Because you know what? I can go to you and talk to you about anything, and you're not going to judge me.
My thing is, Brother B, go ahead.
And you're not going to sit there and try and jump in my drawers either, because there's a safety. There's a feeling of safety there. Like, and I've heard some women say, like, you know, you make me feel safe. I said, well, how is that? Is it because I could talk to you, but I don't expect you to do anything. So some dudes would say, oh, you a punk. Other chicks would say, like, yo, like, you mad cool. Because I don't have to worry about the extras. Like, I can just talk to you, and there's no expectations, but let's go have a beer or some soda or grab something to eat, and that's that. There's no pressure. Like, people can actually, like, just let their head down and just be themselves around that dude or around that chick and don't have to worry about somebody judging them.
Right.
Exactly.
But
some
dudes don't get that
because a lot of them will be on some horn dog shit. Some of them,
but you're right about that.
If she's telling me this, that means she wanna smash. No.
Yeah.
No.
But don't forget you have some females. You have some females that are also like that. They might see the guy glowing. He's in a great relationship. Oh, he used to talk to me. Why he can't call me anymore? You know what? Let me call him at 3 a.m. See what's going on.
But his thing about
you have those kind of people, girls and guys.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm my thing about the boundary thing. Like I said, it's all right if you go to that person and you talk. Like I said, the person I'm talking about, they come to me with their little issues or whatever. But I don't, you know, like I said, I'm not calling you at 2 and 3 a.m. or I'm not calling you after a certain time and that, because once again, that's not, you know, why would I do that if I know that you're my thing is, if you're dealing with somebody and like I said, we're friends and I know that you have your person that you're dealing with. I'm going to let you do you. I may call you, like, try to call you early in the day, you know, in the evening, or try to call you at a decent time or whatever, because, you know, I don't know if you're with that person or you and that person engaged in something, whatever. But then why is it on my side you're calling me after hours, after a certain time at night, and once again, this is not a one-time thing. I've told you this before. Stop doing that because you don't know what, you know, what I'm having, you know, going on here. But it always seems like it was around, it's around that time.
Because the quote Diana Ross, it's my turn. He wants his turn.
He wants his turn. You guys sing so bad. Y'all sing so bad.
He
wants his turn.
According to him, he's not interested in me. Then I would be looking at it as some jealousy type stuff. Are you hating?
No,
exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know what? I laugh because this is the thing that I laugh at. Like when the dudes are telling me, men and women can't be friends, man. Because I'm like, let me tell you something. Do you know how ignorant you sound right now? And like, I'm a little. Even when my mother was saying that, my mom was like, whoever told you that's an idiot. And plus, one of my neighbors was even telling me that. She said, there is nothing wrong with a man and woman being friends. Women are not there for sex objects. Women are human beings. You can talk to a woman. You don't have to try to get with her.
Yeah, but what if that person oversteps their boundaries? That's my thing. If they they're overstepping their boundary, like I said, if either or, if this person is calling you after a certain time at night, now, once again, you may not be necessarily with your mate at that time, but once again, they know that you have a mate, potential. Like I said, I don't care if this person is just somebody you're having sexual relations with, if it's a regular relationship or whatever. That person knows that you and that person don't live together. That person lives elsewhere, so guess what, huh?
That's what I got to say about that.
Business hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's what I'm saying.
Your number gets boxed. I block you. Until 9 a.m.
Yeah, because you know what it is. It's like this. From the get go. You gotta set it there. Like, hey, listen, look, we're friends, and that's that. Ain't nothing happening between us.
I told him this already.
But you know what? Don't give the person a reason because you know when you give them hope. You know how some people give them hope. When you're constantly talking to them, you're constantly talking to them, you're constantly, you know, telling them everything, and you know what happened? And that's the sad part about it, because I've known a couple of people who this has happened to, and they said it got really bad, because, again, they kept on talking to the person, and I remember, oh, my goodness, he won't leave me. I'm like, why are you still calling him and giving him hope for? You told him that there's nothing's gonna happen between you and him, right? Yeah. But why are you still talking to him? When he calls
but
you,
he
you
never
pick up the phone. Right?
What I'm saying is that conversation never, like I said, me and this person have been friends for almost, I'll say maybe 15 years, because like I said, we worked together and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was never a discussion of any of that. That's never been a discussion. That's
it
what I'm saying. It's
be.
Like.
It don't have to be.
No,
he could have been looking at you. He could have been admiring you. You know, listen, sometimes feelings can happen over time. Like,
You're absolutely right.
You can meet a person, and then it's like one way. The next thing you know, you start vibing. Because you can look at one person different in 1989, but then in 2003, you could be like, "Yo, I'm feeling you," because things.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
You never know somebody at one.
Maybe that's
it can start off one way. It can start off one way, but then after a conversation and talking and all this and that, it's nothing like communication that can open up the door. Like, all right, I've heard people say crap like, "Oh, well, this person is not my type." Well, I've had a chick one time say, "Oh." Well, you're not my type. Okay, cool, no problem. Well, wait a minute, hold on.
Right.
So I'm not your type, but we maintain a friendship. We keep on, hey, what's up, not only talking. And then years later, all of a sudden, yo, how did it come me and you never happened? What? I'm not your type.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? After a couple, you know, it's like I thought you were one way, and then we spoke and spoke and spoke, and then I just see you differently now.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Because you stimulated her mind mentally. You stimulated her mentally. Now she's into you. She could look past the looks.
Okay, but according to
I'm not saying it like that because you just said you're not my type.
Oh man.
No, Brother B, you know you're fine. I don't know if you got a lady, but I'm not saying it like that, Brother B. You know you're fine, okay?
No,
Brother
nah,
B,
no,
thank
no.
you. There you go.
Nah, the thing is, you know what? That's crazy because it's like over that period of time, all that talking, or it could be like 6 months, it could be a year, it could be 2-3 years. It's amazing how our so-called taste change. Like, one minute we weren't like, no, you're not my type. The next minute, like, wow, you're not my type or what I thought was my type. And now it's like, here we are.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. She went through so many guys and also seeing that, they not like Brother B. Brother B is really genuine or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So I could see
According to this person, I'm too sexual for them. That's what I owe you, sexual. Okay.
That's bull crap.
But you're calling my house at 12:45 in the morning about absolutely nothing. You calling my house at 1 o'clock.
So he calling, he giving you hint, that's about something. That's about something.
Thank you.
I want to know what that's about. That's what he want to know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And like I said, this is not the first time. It's like the third time I had to tell him the same thing. Stop calling me after. Why are you calling me this time of night? Is it an emergency or something wrong?
It's an emergency for him down there.
I wouldn't shake that man's hand the next day.
You stupid. Emergency.
Exactly.
That sound better? Emergency. 911 for me.
A commercial or something. What's up?
Oh, oh damn, God. Man. We some fangers up in here tonight.
Fanging.
Yeah, but I just, the whole thing, it's like, some people, like, I've heard guys say that before, like, oh, you can't be a woman with a friend. You can't be friends with a woman. You can't be this. You can't be that.
Oh, I've heard that.
You know what? Those, like, cats like that are limited in their thinking.
Yes, they are.
They're also, they're also limited in their emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those guys, to me, those are the guys that really don't know. They think they know themselves, but they don't. People who make comments like that, you really don't know the like the how relationships work. You don't really know the dynamics of things. If you can really think that men and women cannot be platonic friends, or even you have some situations where which is crazy. You got some friends that smash, but they still keep it in perspective. I mean, hey, to each his own. To each his own. It is what it is. Whatever works for you, you like it. I love it. It's whatever. But the whole thing is, we can't sit there and go by society standards on certain things, because society should not dictate how you live your life nor how you conduct your relationship. Just because 20 other people are doing it doesn't mean that it works for you.
Because nine times out of ten, it's not going to work out, because you're inviting a disaster, bro, when people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not, like I said, I'm, you know, as tight as, unless it was some emergency. And it's like, I'm like all messed up right now, or some emotionally, like, yo, I got to talk to my home. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
It even still,
exactly.
I wouldn't try to call, but that's the only thing that you justify a call when it's like, yo, I really need a holler right now. Like,
Brother B,
really,
and that's my whole point. That's my whole point. That's my whole point of that said person calling me at that time of the night. Like I said, if it was an emergency
that's
situation,
crazy.
That's a different story. But what are you calling my? And not only did they call once, but they called twice at 12:30 and then again at 12:40. So why are you calling
right,
me twice? On, and mind you, not even a Friday or Saturday night. This is a Wednesday, a weekday night, and this person has to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Why are you calling me this time of night?
That,
I hope they are listening to the menu, okay? Red said stop calling her. I
listen,
yeah,
I doubt that. Believe me, I doubt it. You stupid. Red said stop calling her. Oh, no. I fixed that problem.
You're going to be dead.
I can't call you no more.
He wants to love him. You know what? He probably feels that the dudes that you be talking to him about, they ain't like Lady T said earlier. Like, you know, they ain't good enough for you like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won't treat you. They won't. That's why he called 1, 2 in the morning, because he think maybe you going to tell him to come over so he can showcase his skills.
You know, baby, I'm going to give you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, baby. Baby, we could be friends.
Come on, please.
Is that all right with you?
Let me give you a blanket on this cold day.
Yeah, baby, come on here.
What was that song? Let me be your comforter. I will be your friend.
Yeah, but that's
the very first time that I saw
just
your brown eyes.
Your brown eyes.
Ah.
You see, you're getting entertained tonight, boy.
Lady T gonna go wash out her ears after this. He said, "Yo, these niggas in the like, what was singing that's going on right now?
Yeah,
all
man, we
singing. You
know, like, I just struck that note. Damn it.
I know.
You know, but I think it's very much possible for some people.
Yeah, but it has, like I said, it has to be boundaries. That's all I'm going to say. That, you know,
mm-hmm.
And
you have to have respect. There's something called respect, mm-hmm. too. You have to respect the person's wishes. If the person is saying that they're just friends, yeah, your friend, yeah, and you know what? It's up to you. Why is it that you're trying to force something that's not going to happen? And you're sitting there, friendship is friendship. I mean, a friendship can last a long time.
Some guys believe in the persistence. And some dudes mm-hmm. think if they keep being persistent and keep doing this to keep doing that, that one day that is just going to happen for them. It's like that dog that keeps waiting at the table for a piece of food to fall off.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
No, but you
know
the worst
part.
I totally got it. I just saw the vision when you said that. It's like, wow.
Yeah, waiting for the food to fall. Or better yet, it's like a fungus that you're trying to get rid of. Like, damn,
all
man.
All right, that was disgusting. Just stop right here. Oh, my God.
You waiting for that meat, or you waiting for somebody to just be like, yo, here, just take it and go away.
Just leave me alone.
Stop looking at me. Get out of here. Just take the damn thing.
Like,
yeah,
get out of here.
It doesn't always work like that. It doesn't always work like that. Like, sometimes it's just you'll be sitting at the table, everybody will finish eating, and nothing will fall off the table. Then you're like, oh, well, you just walk away and with tail between your legs, and that's that.
It's just a
not everybody do that.
You got friends that'll hook up, like Love and Basketball type stuff, you know. That happens. I've seen that happen. And it actually works out for some people, but two people have to really agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's there's rules to it. There's rules to it, and you gotta respect the rules.
Yeah.
But you also gotta respect boundaries too, because now sometimes you get into these relationships after being friendships, and then you'll have somebody say, "Well, how do I know you ain't doing this like you did this to her? Or how do I know you ain't doing this like you did this to him?" And see, you can't do that. Like, you can't sit there and try to make something happen. Meanwhile, you know each other's background. You can't use it against each other.
And the person has a bunch of skeletons in their closet, and then you're talking to them, and you act like the person forgot what you told them, and then meanwhile you're talking, and a bone comes flying. They're like, oh my goodness, what the hell? And it's like bones and bones.
That sounds like the jealous Freddy Krueger about to come out.
Bones.
You can't use that information. You can't use that information.
Yeah.
See, that was privy information. That, you know what I'm saying, you can't do that. And that's what some don't, or a lot really don't get, because they take this information and they be like, all right, well, we're together now, so I know what you do, and I know what you won't do, or I know what you will do. And it's like, no, that's what I did with them. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it with you.
In other words,
but how can I believe you, though? How can I believe that? That's where the jealousy might even come out. That's what I'm saying.
And I'll say this, and I agree with what you said, because you know what? Being that the person told you all the dirt that they've done, it's going to be hard for you to trust that person. Like, yo, you have a lot of things going on in your
Well, you know what? You know why it shouldn't be hard? It's because they came to you. They came to their resource to talk to them. But the whole thing is, you have to find within yourself that angle or that strength to be like, well, okay, well, I'm not going to treat them like this, or I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to say this. Because if you start rehashing stuff that they told you, that can automatically ruin the friendship. Because, see, once again, so that right there, that'll show that you're judging. Because if you start acting funny with me after all the stuff that I've told you, and now we're doing something, then that means that you're judging me off of stuff that I told you. See, I know that people take that whole judging thing. It's only when they have something to gain from it, then they judge you.
Yeah.
When they have nothing to gain from it, it's like, oh, nah, it's cool. It's cool. You can do that all day, every day. It's cool. It's no problem. But when they are affected by it, or they have something to gain or lose, then all of a sudden they want to pass judgment.
It's like you're throwing stones, but yet don't act like you're all perfect neither, especially if you drop some bombs on the other person too, you know?
Well, some people do.
You know?
Some people do.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm. Some people do. Especially dudes. Some dudes would sit there and act like, you know, their shit don't stink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have women that do it too. But more so with these guys, because they seem to think that, once again, like, you know, some of them think that, oh, I can't do any wrong. You know, I'll just lay the pipe on her and she'll be okay. And this, this, that, and the third. She always going to love me. She always going, you know, she always going to want this. And that right there is a misconception. Total misconception. Especially when you put your ego out there up front. When you let your ego dictate your relationship, you're a fool.
Exactly.
And the thing is, you know, being that you open the eyes and you letting the person know all that stuff, and then after that, don't try to make yourself out to be Mr. Perfect. Because here's what it is, and it comes from both the man and the woman. You know, I'm not gonna just target this one person when I say this, but like I said before, both of y'all doing dirt. Okay, y'all friends. Okay, y'all get together, but then you know the dirt that the other person did, you know the other person did. Don't be so quick to throw stones. Meanwhile, you act like, didn't you tell me that you did such and such and such? You know, you told me that. Well, I did. So why is it you sitting there trying to judge me, and meanwhile you did the same thing too?
Some people, they don't even get
into the relationship. Sorry, Kato sounded like he was rehearsing his conversation.
I was gulping some water while.
Are you drinking while on the show? Are you like being alcoholically sauced while you're on doing the show right now?
No, no, drinking pure H2O, man. H2O.
I don't know about that. you sound like you was rehearsing.
Y'all
feel it. I'm going to just put my game down like this. But,
yeah, stupid.
No,
but I don't think that people should get into a relationship with friends if you're going to flip the information, if you're going to try and use it against them. Like, I don't know,
especially when the person knows that all your dirt. I mean, let's just say, okay, you know damn well that you have a, how could I say, like, you go ahead and you start talking about certain fetishes and you have a foot fetish.
Tell us about the fetish, Kato.
No,
fetish. We want to know, guys.
Okay, what's the fetish?
Here's
what it is. All right, I'm gonna break it down to you like this.
Yeah, break it down. I'm listening. Come on.
All right, brother Kato is about to preach to people now. Can I get a holla? All right, now here's the thing. You have a female friend, right? And you know, some people they'll let it all out the closet. Like, they go ahead and say, like, you know, I have a fetish for stocking, I have a fetish for feet, I have a fetish for all kinds of things and stuff. And it's like, the friend is here, the friend's like, okay, and then check it out. Y'all get together and all of a sudden that fetish takes over. You understand what I'm saying? Here's the knot. I am going. Trust me, Brother Kato is about to
see it. The knot in the stocking. What?
Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness?
Brother B got you on your by you by yourself. But go ahead.
I take the fifth on that one. I cannot confirm or deny the thing he is saying at this time.
Okay, yeah, no, Sharpton. Go ahead.
But it's the reason, because I'm gonna tell y'all this.
He said fetish.
Yeah.
You sound real kinky when you say that. Like,
that's what I'm like.
You're talking
okay.
about like putting cherry somewhere or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you said stop.
Yeah.
Bologna slices. Slapping somebody with bologna slices.
Yeah, that's something else going on.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, we talk about boundaries, right? Now, you go ahead and you sit there talking to your friend, whether it's a man or a woman and stuff like that. And, okay, and this goes to a guy who goes ahead and tells a female friend all the things that, because some friends are like that. They share things.
All the
like,
sexual things that he do.
Some of them try to put out a net. They're trying to put out a net to see what females are going to be like, I would like to try that. But what if the person, I get what they were saying from before,
but that's what I'm saying. Okay, but what is, like I said, what if this person is the type of person, oh, they're not into that, but you tell them, you know, like I said, because you're our friends, you're telling them just like you said, the fetishes. Or,
depending on what it is, it's bullshit. Depending on
Wait, hold on, Bobby. Because okay, when you tell that person about the things that you do, they, oh my God, ew, that's nasty. And obviously you must want to try because you're calling me at 12:45 in the morning.
Wait, first of all, if a dude gonna sit there and say like that's nasty, then I'll be like, yo, you know, get the hell off my phone. First of all, I don't know if a dude that's gonna sit there and say like that's mad. No,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
right.
Or that person will say, you're nasty for doing that. Oh, you're being nasty. Oh, you're nasty.
I'll be like, yo, wait, did you get your certificate in the mail? You got your freak of the week certificate in the mail? Like, really?
Oh my God, who's
like,
yo, 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 yo.
I told you, man. I have my big bottle of H2O right here.
So we don't believe you. I don't think it's H2O. It might be a 40 ounce or something.
Yeah, you must be drinking some more liquor. That sounds like more liquor. Some Valentine's.
But you know what it is.
But nah, any dude that's gonna sit there and say that, that's that. Listen, I'm gonna be sitting there like, word, you don't say. Get the hell out of here. You
get
the
word.
Exactly, like, listen.
Did you use both hands? I might take a note. I might just sit down and take a note and be like, yo, I got this guy at you. That's just, I wasn't thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
And you say he's just a friend. And you say,
but I think that's just like you said. I think it's BS because, like I said, you once again you sitting up there talking about, oh, I'm nasty for doing this and I'm nasty for doing that. In the back of your mind, you probably go home at night and fantasize. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to know you're nasty. That's what that is.
You probably going home and gambling and playing dice.
All over your body.
You probably playing the dice, rolling dice up in here.
Probably
yeah, roll. He said rolling dice. That's the new name for it. Rolling dice.
Yeah, rolling.
That's the new name for it.
What that is? Somebody needs to school me.
I'm rolling dice. I like that.
Some dudes
rolling the dice.
They got a cast. Some dudes they talk that talk to see what female is gonna pick up on it. And grab it. Like, there's dudes that, like, I hate to say this, and it's disgusting. You have some dudes that will talk about, I eat the box. And they have these conversations with women, and they're waiting for a woman to be like, oh, word? You eat the box?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, maybe you eat the box. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then that goes vice versa, because you got
exactly.
Girls that'll say the same thing, or I give. Mm-hmm. We're gonna just say we grown here. I give head.
Yeah. I give head.
Wow, I didn't know you.
But that's the boundary that are being crossed, and that's what causes
exactly. Yeah.
Well, then you got something. All right. So then, the boundaries that are being crossed are beyond friends. I won't say beyond friends. You want to take it to the next level.
Exactly.
Right, I understand. Yeah, but if the person's not interested, I don't care what number you want to take. Another. We're friends, and we've been friends for years. Then why do you want to even, like, why do you all of a sudden you taking all this interest now? But at the end of the day, that person may not be necessarily interested in you, but why do you want to take interest now? You always take the interest when the person is interested, dealing with somebody else.
All right, so I got something for you, Red. So next time you get that phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And next time a homie want to talk, you tell him, say, listen.
Use some repellent.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, you just start getting into a conversation. That's stupid.
You got to use some repellent.
And you tell him, yo, let me tell you, this dude was over last night, and I peed on him. And he wanted me to pee on his head or something like that. And I peed on him. Yeah. And you know what? Tell him, he's going to be like, oh, you peeing on people now? Like, I just want to like pee.
He might be, slow down.
He might
slow
be
down
interested in that.
He might be interested. Slow down for 1 second.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
This is from a female perspective, okay? This is what you're talking about. Pick that phone up. Oh, I'm in something right now. Oh my gosh, I can't speak. And then click the phone.
Lady T, I've done that before, and that didn't work either. I've done that.
Oh, damn.
Let me say, what you doing? Being nasty again?
Are you hurt?
He wanted. He definitely wants it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I got to get rid of
he
him,
wanna,
too.
Oh, no. I got to keep. He
man,
wants
to use
it,
bro.
He wants it red.
Yeah, he wants to taste the rainbow.
Unbelievable.
Make the rainbow. Make the rainbow.
After all, and all these years, and I'm not even interested in that person. It's like, wow. Mm-mm.
Well,
no,
let's hope this was one of the 19 listeners to the show. I think he'll get the message.
Hell yeah. I think he already got it. Homeboy, you need to get the message, my man.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to talk to you no more, man. She's not talking to you, okay?
Nope.
She's not talking to you, okay?
She not talk to you no more, okay?
No.
She not talk to you no more.
You're not going to give up on you that easy. He's going to try to find his way in.
Mm-hmm.
I made a plan,
and it worked, but it was like little. He was still trying to do little things, so I made a plan. I'm hoping that it worked. I'm hoping because I haven't heard from him, so I hope it worked.
what you do?
Don't worry.
I ain't want to ask her. That's why I just said, let me stay solid.
Okay, you know what I basically did? I told him. All right, you know what I told him? I told him don't call my house the next week because the said person is going to be staying at my house all week. That's what I told him.
Oh, please. He'll call the next week after. He got it on his calendar. He actually
you know what?
Days.
Guess what, Lady T?
Stop.
Guess what, Lady T? Yeah, he sure did because he called on Friday. And guess what I did? Yeah, he called Friday that just passed. And guess what I did? Oh, what you doing? I said, I'm occupied right now. Oh, no, I told him, I said, he's coming back. What do you mean he's coming back? I said, he's on his way back. He'll be here in 15 minutes. Oh, well, you know, I went to tell. I said, listen, he'd be here. He's calling me right now. And I hung up on him.
Damn, man. This dude is like, damn. You know what they call, you know what it is? This guy's like a cockroach, man. He keeps coming back for stuff, man. Damn.
Ooh.
And you know what he's going, you know what he's telling you? He's telling you this. He's like, since I met you, I began to feel so strange.
Mm-hmm. He's here to stay. This guy is here to stay, right? Sorry to say.
Well, that's a stay business. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Like,
he better go about his business.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a good furniture. It's a good furniture. Yeah.
He wants something. He don't want me. He better go get it from someplace else.
He don't care if you got like a waffle and some syrup on your back. He gonna want you. He's walking around.
Yo,
with
you
some
stupid.
Food items stuck to you. He gonna want you.
He said with food items stuck to you.
He gonna want you. Man.
Listen.
You never know. He might be good for you. You never know. He might
no,
be
he's
one.
Not. No, absolutely not.
No, he sounds like a stalker.
Not interested.
If you give it to him, he's going to
Oh, yeah. No.
Like.
Not only that, but he's just saying, not interested. Not interested at all. Not even.
Listen,
you know what?
He might give it to him. He might just go away.
Because sometimes it happens like that. Because if you give it to him, you know what's going to happen? For him, the seas are going to roar and the mountains are going to crumble and the heavens will open.
Maybe not.
The fireworks and
all that mess. Once the curiosity has been killed, he might turn around and be like, okay.
Excuse me, Brother B. I have to interrupt you. Let me explain something to you, Brother B. And we family, but I got to say this. I don't like to toot my own horn. I'm
gonna
just say toot. Okay, toot.
Put me on mute.
Toot.
Go red.
Exactly. Toot. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, listen, Tugboat.
He coming back. He coming back, Brother B. In other words, he will be stalking.
He'll become like that character in what's that movie called again, what's that movie where the guy was stalking the woman again. Yeah, he's gonna become that because you know what, when you're sleeping he's gonna
you
be running
about that, what was it
sleeping.
You I think that was
yeah.
It was called You or something like that.
Yeah, he's gonna be sleeping, he's gonna be standing right in the room watching you sleep. He's gonna be coming in the night.
Oh shit!
Even when you're taking a shower, his face looks
like a little baby. He's gonna be standing over the bed watching
you
sleep. You look so
good. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I don't need that nonsense. I don't need none of that. Yep, that's why I said. Oh no, like I said,
gonna,
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot, okay.
You want me to put some butter on your cornbread?
On your cornbread?
Oh, you have that cornbread?
Oh, you want me to put butter on you? No. Get out my cornbread.
Who wants to put butter on you? Okay. So,
oh, man.
That about concludes our show for tonight. Hopefully,
man.
Hot Rod and the Absolute Truth Gang will be in attendance tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That's Hot Rod,
yes, sir.
Sean Black, Lady T, K Dog, Blog Talk Radio, Absolute Truth, 10:30 p.m. tomorrow night. And on that note, Lady T, K Dog, Big Red, aka Miss Butterworth,
it's been
yes, Miss Butterworth,
aka Tutu. We are signing off. Have a good night. We'll catch you next Sunday for some more antics and you know, weirdness.
And
everybody have a great week.
You guys have a good week. All right.
Don't drown in your tutu. Okay.
Don't drown in your tutu. That's right.
It's a tugboat.
Later, guys. All right.
Later,
have a good night.
That's all.